We have a motion on the floor. We have a lot that we have to cover and a very short time to do it, so I'm going to try to start limiting some time here abruptly. There's some members who of the community who want to have some public comment, and so I want to definitely be sure to leave just a few minutes so that they will be able to get their public comment. Regarding the motion on the floor, I believe I was to the point of commenting that I have grave reservation about the council passing a motion contrary to suggestion or recommendation from their legal counsel. And in the meantime, additional printed materials was coming forward, and I have real reservations about doing that, that I would myself believe the best is for the written materials to be given to Tony, and then it can be put on the next meeting's agenda, distributed to the departments that are necessary, get this additional input. But there is a motion on the floor, so that will conclude my comment.
I have a motion to amend the motion.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that Mr. Freeman read his piece.
And that was to be my amendment.
Okay.
That it could be distributed after I read it.
Okay, this is actually all coming up under the prosecuting attorney's report, which this isn't his report. And for the sake of time, I'm really going to have to move forward. We've got some other issues, and we've got to get going. This is actually a department's report. This isn't one of our specific agenda items. I would really prefer it. And I think your title, we heard your title. What was
yes.
the title?
My title, I couldn't remember what my title was. Proposals for Restoring Trust in CAM Licenses.
Okay, and then
that's
I think
just
it was
the title
subheld where it was looking like enforcement versus or...
I have a bar chart showing that of complaints filed, 97%.
Okay. Resulting something versus something.
Resulting no discipline.
But, I mean, to me, that could be something which... We could definitely do as an agenda item, and it would also be something, though, that I think that the department would be prepared to address as that what jurisdiction the council even has, say, over that issue.
Can I amend my motion to allow Mr. Brennan to pass out the information, and we'll put it at the end of the agenda or on the next agenda if we don't have time?
I don't know that passing it out to the council members and putting it on the next agenda works as far as what our council's concerns are.
Well, she's made my, I think she made the amendment to the motion that I had just suggested, which is that I simply read it, and I can read it very quickly, and that will simply put it in the record verbally, and at that point it can be passed out, and then you have a written you have it in written form. We're spending more time discussing this than, we've spent far more time than it would have taken to read it.
It seems fair. I mean, I don't think that was something that you could. If you remember when I called on you and I said, you know, go ahead with your comments briefly, because then I was going to actually go to the other member.
I had been told before the meeting that my topic, which is essentially what this is about, despite the title, would have a place within the prosecuting attorney's report. And that's the reason I brought it up at the time that I did. I could also do it under public comments, but it's sort of strange if I'm... I mean, it seems like the logical thing is for me to simply read it, just put it in the record, and that's that. And we can move on to other business.
I would like to know where you got that information. Who told you it would fall under the prosecuting attorney's report?
I believe Renice told me on the phone. Well, I missed Mr. Spivey or Renice because...
No, it wasn't me.
I didn't remember talking to you about it, but I called and asked...
It to me.
Yes.
It to him. But we didn't say where it was going to go at, and we didn't say that it was going to be on the agenda.
No,
point of order. Can we vote on the motion, please?
Yes.
Well...
Can we call for a vote?
Which? The original motion?
Yes. It's not been amended.
Right. Okay. Any further comment?
Yes. Earlier, the chair made a comment that we had over 40-plus items to go on the agenda. And given the time that we have in here, it is virtually impossible to cover all of those items. So that's why in working with the chair, the agenda items you have before you are what's on the agenda today. So having said that, all of these items that are now coming up, I would strongly recommend that you take the advice of your council and move this item to the next agenda for discussion, because there are potentially other members in the public that would like to discuss this.
We spent 45 minutes on this.
Right. That's why we're trying to get it to completion now.
A call vote.
Based on what I asked for.
You can't get everything done at one meeting. So that's why you need to... It may be urgent, but I think that we need to have a chance to look at it, make sure it's considered legally, and that just might comment.
Everybody gets to comment, make their comments. That's his comment. It just is in writing. Let him make it verbally.
Yes.
But anyway, I'll call the vote.
All those in favor? I'll start over here.
Aye.
The motion was just to pass it out.
Yeah.
The motion is to pass it out.
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah.
If we're going around. Opposed. Aye. This was an aye.
I'm opposed.
I'm still thinking.
Well, you've got to vote. Remember.
It's presently three ayes,
the
two
treaty.
Opposed.
I have to vote no. I have to go along with the council.
Okay. Thank you. The motion fails. And I did make a note of it.
Okay.
So turn it in, and we will definitely... I'm not trying to keep you from bringing this forward.
I do have a question. When materials like this come up that a member sends in, can we get it between meetings to look at if it's also posted on our website that it's available?
They send it out
before the meeting.
It's on the agenda. Yeah, you will get it in advance. Right, so that would be the thing. You're actually going to have it in advance. You would also have opportunity to, say, post questions to Tony about what's going to be covered.
No, my question is, he's got it ready. Can it be sent out, like, in the next week so that we can review it and have some time to do research on any of the comments?
That's up to you.
Yeah. The department will do that.
I would like to do that.
They'll do that for discussion at the next meeting. Yeah.
I think that would be very good.
Right. You can't talk among yourselves about it.
Now, aside from this, which I would still hope, and perhaps there's time to read later, maybe in public comments or something, I still would like to make some comments, which are not necessarily this. Is that appropriate to do within this frame?
Well, my problem right now is we've got very little bit of time to still cover quite a few agenda items.
Mr. Chair, is it possible to have an additional meeting by phone to discuss some of these if we can't finish them between the 3 months?
And I've been putting on here, we have the UPL, adding the definition, adding the educational program, expanding prosecuting report, and now this report. So, I mean, I've been making notes of this, and I give this very strong attention to see that it would be, a priority for the next meeting.
No,
and our next meeting would be.
My question is, are we limited to only 4 meetings a year?
That's the present schedule. No, the council is not limited to that.
So we could, in fact, have an additional meeting if we could not cover all of this material today.
If the council wants to, yes.
I understand that's only seven day notice.
I think it's longer than that.
That's what the book just said.
Well, it takes us longer than that, though.
We have to do a public notice in the FAW before you can have the meeting.
It's got to be 14 days, I believe.
Well, the book you passed out said seven days.
Well, I didn't pass out the book, but I'd like to see it because I don't recall seeing that in it.
Mr. Chair?
7 days of notice?
Seven, I think the department needs some time to put the notice together and whatever.
Just a minute. Yeah. I think this is getting excited in here, so I need to remind you all that there was a court reporter in the room. We need an accurate record because... somewhere down the road, someone will probably ask for this as to what happened in here today. So we need to make sure there is an accurate record. The only way she can do that, one person at a time talks. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to say I have the last two comments, and then I've got to move on.
Okay.
Yes.
I would request, 2 minutes to make a general statement as a new member of the board, so that the other council members would know my perspective. Which will help them understand this, and just make some general comments within this area, and I'll limit myself to a very short time on it, and that will be that.
And will you speak a little bit louder?
Yes, yes.
I mean, as far as the time, when you say comment, I mean, if you can make like a 30-second comment.
Well, right, I don't know about 30 seconds, but I don't think 2 minutes is out of line, because we've really spent about 15 minutes on this, just a very short time to explain what my perspective is as a new council member, and the reason that I'm just requesting a couple of minutes to speak. I mean, really, this is a very inefficient process that we're engaging in here, and it seems to be needlessly protracted. People have to leave.
Why don't we see how much we can cover, and then we'll come back to your comments.
Sure.
All right.